Go.
Go. It's going. Ollie, Murph, for a while there, you're on track for third. You've still posted sixth there. That's pretty good from starting way down the back. You guys both did really good in both your stints.
Ollie, well, I mean, he drove from 18th to 8th or something before he handed it over. So, you know, I mean, that was fantastic. I mean, it was going to be tough from there, but he just used his head and drove the car really good and waited and was patient. I wasn't so patient sitting in the chair, but he twiddling my thumbs. But he just came in, put us in a great position. So car was really good. You know, there was one stint, I think I don't know which one it was. Oh, my first stint, it sort of the car went away a bit, which I thought was a bit of a struggle. This wasn't quite where I thought it was going to be, but then the last stint it was really good. So, a good result. I mean, you can't strategize for late safety cars and blokes that pit and put tyres on, and you know, it's just you got to do your thing. And we played ours, and they played theirs, and we lost a couple there at the finish. So that's the way it goes.
All right, Ollie, how was the race for you? You had a really good first stint there, and then you had the hard job watching the last bit of the end there when Murph was really close for a podium there, but unfortunately, yeah, some weird strategy things in that safety car for you guys. Six, still a great result for you guys.
Yeah, very, very pleased to finish sixth. You know, delighted to work with everybody here at Kelly Racing, and you know, the start for me was a little bit nerve-wracking. I was a bit unsure of how it was all going to work out, doing a standing start and going rushing down into that turn one, but it seemed like everybody was being quite cautious, and so then after maybe a lap or so, I start trying to get stuck into things and start passing a few people, and the car was really good, like Murph said, and you know, we just try to pick people off. And then I got with Lyons and Lieb and a few others, I think Farfus, and we got a pretty dicey at one point with all of us bashing and banging for a while around sort of like turn 10, 11, 12 area, but got through that, got past those guys and got on, and then got right onto the back of Farfus. He then pitted early, and then I got back right onto the back of Turner, and you know, Darren I've raced for years, and just in front of that was Jorg, and then there was Boris Sed again, who I've raced for ages, and then Jan was in front of him, and then slowly picking people off, and it was just great fun, and just another skill, just having to learn a new skill to get the most from the tyres and keep the tyres underneath you, and then again coming into the pit lane and remembering to undo all the stuff you've got to undo and get out quickly so Murph can get in. And you know, more than anything, once I got myself to about my ninth spot, I just wanted to make sure that I just gave the car to Murph in one piece and so that he could be quick and good and run his race, because he's here wanting to score points and it's his championship.
Yeah, just quickly there, you from P18 to P8 in your stint, and Richard Westbrook too, P22 to P9 just behind you. So two of you guys hopefully can start up a bit further tomorrow, and you could really do some damage if you don't have to come through so many cars.
Well, that's hopefully the plan. You know, I think we've got good pace. I think that our cars are good and they work well, and you know, I think that we could easily run at the front, you know, somewhere near the front, and you know, the idea for tomorrow would be that we get that position and get a good starting spot and sort of consolidate that, and again just do the same sort of thing and hand it over to Murph so that he can bring it through, and hopefully we can stand on the podium tomorrow.